Roly Habib, a well-known Māori poet, read some of his works to conference. They, too, were about his experiences and feelings in relation to the land.
I'd like to read now a couple of poems that came out of the Māori Land March and immediately afterwards, and the second poem, anyway, Moment of Truth, has to do with something of people myself, little older, who had no confrontation with the police, and suddenly within a space of a very short time, found ourselves, or myself anyway, found myself duty-bound to do an act, or acts, that, say, 10 years ago I wouldn't have even considered, and that is to stand up to the police. And the first time was the sitting at Parliament Ground after the march. The second time was at Bastion Point, and the third time was at Raglan. And so it goes on. And this poem is about the protest sitting after the land march, when a few of us decided to make a stand there, and something of an anticlimax after the what was, after all, although it was tough, it was a beautiful march that suddenly turned nasty and ugly. And it's called Anticlimax. Parliament Grounds, October 1975. You know, I don't know which would be worse, the appalling anticlimax after the momentum of the march, listening in our kitchens to the clocks ticking by, waiting on the promise of a politician. Your march will not be in vain. A part of me wanting to believe, and yet a part suddenly waking, thinking, Christ, we've been bought out again. All this squalid by comparison to the first glorious burst out of Te Hapua, chasing our brand new pure white flag, fluttering in the distance, as were our hopes when we set out that day. In sleeping bags at night on the hard ground, jammed in on tents on Parliament Grounds, expecting any minute to be burst upon by the police. And the last poem is called Moment of Truth. They said a while ago that the fuzz were coming to take us away. Someone said they were massing outside the Taranaki Street Station, and that there were a lot of them. Someone cracked a joke and a nervous giggle rippled through the crowd. Your mind, not wanting to believe, searches around for an explanation. It might be a brawl in a hotel or a gang of bikies. No, but you have to face the truth. It's us there after all, right? Yeah. Shit, what do I do now? It's not just a saying then that your feet turn cold.
I've never been to prison before.
And the only confrontation I've had with the cops was when one handed me a summons for a driver's offence years ago. And I'm over 40 now. And what about my wife? And what about my kids? How will they get on? And will I be branded criminal for the rest of my life? There is little comfort in someone saying that we will be political prisoners. And even less when he assures us that thousands will side by us. I think to myself, brother, there might only be you. And someone else trying to persuade us to leave tells us we could get 30 years. Oh, we would have laughed before. But there is only silence now. Oh, if it was only cut and dried, that we were the just, it would be a lot easier. And there are the horrible doubts, wondering if we are being used by a stubborn, loudmouthed woman and a stir-happy psychopath or a bunch of hot-headed youths, keen to flex their muscles, to gain their own ends. The aching muscles and blisters of the march seem easy now compared to this. Then we came down under the protection of our queer skirt, praying and singing, drugged by the righteousness of our cause. We didn't have to think then. We were too busy walking and resting our sore legs. Now we are alone. No longer do we have the protection of our queer skirts. When will they be arriving, the cops? Look, I'm a layman at this sort of thing. What do I do? Do I stretch out stiff and make myself as awkward as possible to carry? Or make myself all floppy? Or is it just what the girls do? Yes, it's still possible to grin even at a time like this. And will they bash my head with batons in the dark because one of the others called them pigs the other night? And how long will it go on, this? Look, I want to get on with other things. I wish they'd hurry up and come, the cops. My nerves are beginning to pack up.